Good evening, Rabbeisai. Good evening, good evening. We're up to Siman Reish Samech Ches. We'll be doing Sif Yud Aleph till the end of the Siman, then we'll be doing Siman Reish Samech Tes as well. Starting from Sif Yud Aleph, which is the bottom line, we're learning the following. Af b'Shabbat she'acha Yom Tov Omrim Bochem Ein Sheva. This is the halacha that we need to say Bochem Ein Sheva, which is the boch after Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night. And we say that even Shabbat after Yom Tov, this bocha is recited. Sif Yud Beis. Ein ledabe b'shosh oim v'yichulu. You may not talk under any circumstances when people say v'yichulu after Shemoneh Esrei. V'loi b'shosh and not at the time shoim shliach tzibu brochem ein sheva. And when the shliach tzibu, when the chazan says, or rather sings, ein sheva, you must not talk. Fascinating Sefer Chassidim over here, which is brought down in the bottom line of Sif Kotten Chavov in the page. Petur b'shem Sefer Chassidim. The Tzur says in the name of the Sefer Chassidim. I do not recall, I don't know how many places the Tzur brings the Sefer Chassidim. I don't know many places. But that's one of the places the Tzur quotes the Sefer Chassidim and he says as follows. Maisa, it was a story. Pechassid Echot. It was a story of a very righteous man, a chassid echad. Shira le chassid acha b'moisoy. He saw another friend, a colleague chassid, another very good tzaddik, that appeared, b'moisoy, that appeared after his death. So, as explains Pesh B'chaloyim. So there was one tzaddik that appeared to another, who had died already. He appeared in a dream of a tzaddik. V'ponov meirikois, and his face was extremely pale or green even. It didn't look right. This tzaddik's face, the one who had deceased already, it didn't look right. It didn't look good at all. Omaloi, so the person, whilst he was dreaming, asked the nifta tzaddik, Loma panecho merikois. He asked the tzaddik, you're not looking good. You're not looking good. I can see that just olam haba, you're not being treated very well. What's going on over here? Why not looking good? So asked the tzaddik, whilst he was dreaming, In his dream, the tzaddik was nifta already. Homaloi, he said, because I used to schmooze a little bit during vaichulu. I had a little chat during vaichulu, and therefore I'm being punished. I used to talk also just to catch the latest of the week. The whole week I didn't see my friends. Friday night vaichulu, first opportunity to catch a little schmooze, hear the updates, hear the latest. I used to have a little chat during vaichulu and another small conversation during Mogen Ovois. And then over Iskatlin, I used to have a little schmooze during Kaddish. And that's why, Poniv Marikos, that's why he looked green and unwell and probably sick. And it didn't look right in Olam Emes. That's why he appeared, that's why he was in the dream. That's why. Now, it's interesting. I don't fully understand the mystical. Sefer Chassidim is very hard to interpret. And I'm not worthy of interpreting the Sefer Chassidim. It's brought down in the Torah. Why is it that his ponomerikos, why did he look, why is it a particular punishment that on Friday night, by v'echulu, by mogen ovois, by kaddish, why is it that if a person shmuzes then it's particular, one should never talk during davening, we all know, we never talk, but why is it particularly bad to talk at that point? Why is it particularly bad? And this chassid echad, he was a chassid, that means he was a righteous man, on the whole he was a good guy. But here he talked a little bit during that, and that was ponomerikos, because of that, why dafka then? Pardon? Why upon my recourse?
Because it's not a nice thing to
talk about. It's not nice because the Ketushas Hayoim, beginning of Shabbos, is very particularly halig and it's right. Yeah, good thought. I want to add something to Moshe's words that we learned that somebody who says Vaychulu, his Kenasha Shutav Lakodosh Bochu, Masabreshis, in Sivkot New Test. This is something about Me'en Sheva and Vaychulu, that a person who proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, by saying Vaychulu, a person who proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world. Hazab Shem Shemfal Hirsch explains in Chumash, that by stopping to work on Shabbos, it's not just the fact that we stop working on Shabbos, it doesn't just show that we are particular on Shabbos, but it shows that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides Panosa for the whole week. We understand if somebody works on Shabbos, that shows that all 6 days of the week he's not a mammon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seventh day on Shabbos, the fact that he's working on Shabbos, that shows that he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're working on Shabbos, you're not made HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. You know, you're working on Shabbos. Who is giving you panosa? Who do you think is giving you panos? It must be that he thinks that he's himself providing for panos, and not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that shows that the other 6 days of the week is also not a mamin Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that's why a person proclaiming and being Mekadosh HaShabbos is really showing his whole level of emunah and bitochon throughout the whole week. Somebody proclaims, however, that it's Shabbos, Vaychulu, and he proclaims that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you created the world. And he says out loud, Vaychulu Hashemayim, you created the world, and you are the one that provides everything, and then it's a gewalt, is a mamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, if a person fails to actually proclaim it on Friday night, obviously, Pono Moriko, is there something very, very seriously lacking in that person? You're not announcing Shabbos the way it should be. You're lacking appreciation in Munah and Betochen, Kodesh Baruch Hu looking after us. And that's what Pono Moriko is. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Now it's interesting that I looked up this Sefer Chassidim, and I looked it up, and I was very surprised to see that when you look in the Sefer Chassidim, it's Ois Nun Ches. He says there's something else added there, and that looked to me initially very, very bizarre. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it, but if you look in Be'heitev, he does say it. If you look in Sefkot Yud Beis in Be'heitev. The story I'll tell that point is identical to what we saw in Mishneh Berurah, but then he adds six words. He adds the Be'etev brings, and that's really what the Sefer Chassidim says, literally, that I wasn't careful to cut my nails. This Chassid Echad was appearing in the dream, not only that he spoke during Vaychulu, not only that he spoke during Maginovois, not only that he spoke during Kaddish, but he also failed to cut his nails before Shabbos. And that's why he appeared in the dream, that's why he looked so bad. That's why he looked pretty pale and green, was because not only that he spoke during davening, but also he didn't cut his nails. That's something which Mishneh Berurah doesn't quote. And I was wondering, it sounds like a very mystical thing. He didn't cut nails, that's why it doesn't come back. You have to cut nails to that extent that a person is going to get suffering, terrible suffering in the Olam Haba. Pono of Mariko is his face turns green in the Olam Haba. Why? What is that terrible thing about not cutting nails? So I looked up in the Sefer Chassidim and explains that a little bit more. Sefer Chassidim says something very interesting. He said that what happens is, I thought it was like mystical, I thought it was like Kabbalah, but it's really not. Sefer Chassidim at times is very Kabbalistic. But this particular part is not very Kabbalistic. It's not mystical at all. It's very practical. He said that when you don't cut your nails, he said it gets dirty, and he said, well, this particular Chassid Echot, he had very dirty nails, and there was things gathering under his nails. And he was sometimes, hidden under the nails. On Shabbos, he would eat meat, and again, there was no forks and knives like we have nowadays. He would eat with the nails, and then that would sometimes make that the meat would absorb, the hot meat would absorb this from the under the dirty nails. So I forgot now if he said that it was milching and fleischig, so it was stam, something teif, or I don't exactly know what it was, but I got absorbed in the meat, and that's what he was eating it. So, and that's what was this, is that the fact that he didn't cut nails, that he cut his nails, looked after his nails, this issue wouldn't have happened. Because he didn't cut his nails, so besides the fact that he didn't say Vaychulu properly, and he was schmoozing during Maganovois, but because he didn't cut his nails, that caused him to eat Dvorim Asurim on Shabbos. Because I don't know if that means. So in terms of Vaychulu, Maganovois is non-negotiable. Agreed, but in terms of Lipol Tziponayim, could be that you can be a bit more lenient. Why? Why can you be lenient? A bit more lenient, according to Sefer Chassidim, because we eat with a fork and knife. Well, certainly when people are looking. So, therefore, could be that nowadays that we eat fork and knife. Mishneh Berurah does bring it elsewhere that nowadays when the certain code is applied because we eat it in fork and knife. So, could be that's why Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring it. Could be it's actually very meduic that Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring that part because that's not relevant. L'alocha l'maaseh. Just Mr. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky always said you can be medayik. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, I heard this from Rabbi Levi Zichron Levoche. You can be medayik, but Mishmu doesn't bring something, you can be medayik it. Why does Mishmu not bring it down? He didn't forget, or he did not know or something. Mishmu doesn't bring something, there's always a good reason for it. So I wonder if that could be pshat. Yeah, you okay with it? You're not convinced. Yeah, okay, just trying to be polite. Okay, fine. It's also something shkoy. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael Seif Yud Gimel. But we certainly learn from it the importance of not schmoozing during Vaichulu. Seif Yud Gimel tells us, Emis Pala Shel Choyl, if a person davens a weekday davening altogether, Friday night he davens a weekday davening, so it's really been like a zombie, he just davens weekday davening on Friday night. For Loizkin Shel Shabbos, he doesn't mention Shabbos at all. How Yoitze or not? What do we say? What do we say? If you didn't mention anything, you're not Yoitze. Correct. For Loizkin Shel Shabbos, you didn't mention Shabbos at all, you're not Yoitze. Or another option is if you didn't actually daven at all Friday night, he just like ended up in shul and he just like said, I'm just gonna put my head down for 2-3 minutes, and next you know, suddenly the olim is saying vaychulu loud. You know, like you just wanted for 2 minutes, want to put your head down, and suddenly everybody gets up for vaychulu, and that gives you like you hear the chairs moving in that stage. So either you daven a weekday davening or you didn't daven at all, and then happens. But then you hear the Boch Mein Sheva, you hear the Vayichul in the Mein Sheva, you hear the whole Boch then by the Chazan. Meroish, from its beginning, Vayotzev until its end, Yotze Yoyotze. We're learning that a person who didn't daven Shemana Esse at all, or alternatively, a person who daven weekday Shemana Esse, which is identical to not davening at all, because you're not Yoyotze, if you're davening weekday. But if you hear Vayichul in Boch Mein Sheva, that part at the end of Shemana, Yoyotze, Yoyotze. Because it's a little bit, it's to some extent like a Shemana Esse. It's a miniature Shemana Esse. Pardon?
He's
what? Yes, he is. He is. As if he's Yoitze Shemana Esse. Yes. Oh, that's a good question. Yalev Yovoy. I don't know. Say if it's Rosh Chodesh, for instance. I don't know. What do you think? An interesting question. But certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's very relevant, I'm going to bring this Bialoch brief. Bialoch says what if he says, Mashi Veruach. Yom Tov. Yeah, Yontif. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if Rosh Chodesh is the same. So you're right. Since it's not Ma'akev anyway, so you'll be Yotze Shemana Esse. That's what the answer comes out, that it's fine anyway. Yeah. Okay, very good. But it's very interesting. So that's the underlying yesoid. Since Shemana Esse by night is to some extent a Rishus, so therefore, by seeing the main Shev at the end, you're Yotze. Because it's like a miniature Shemana Esse, so you eat it without the actual Shemana Esse. Yotza, v'lechatchili yesh nizol, oim mash leachtzibu milen b'mila, mintchila se boch hatzoiv, boch hata Hashem ikadash Shabbos. Ideally, you should try to say Shemana, the Morgan Avos yourself, together with the Chazan, but it's not ma'akev d'yevet, v'im kva oim mash leachtzibu tzorich lachzo v'lispal. If you missed it, and you didn't hear it at all, yes, you have to daven Shemana Esse again. ולו יום אבי יוחד ביקס מאין שבע, as discussed previously, you don't say מאין שבע, וגם נוחן הדוב, it's also proper, שמניסקה קודם שמש להחציב בבוחה, if you hear from the chazen, and you remember before you remember from the שליח ציבור, before you hear from the שליח ציבור, you remember that you didn't say, לשלו ישמח על זה, ideally שון ולאו נתרק, יספר עוד הפעם תפילה שבע כסדר, כי יש חול כמה לקרד, זה היום בתור, he said, ideally, if you can avoid it, don't rely on it. If you realize, that you didn't daven Shemana Esse, or you said the wrong Shemana Esse, you said the weekday Shemana Esse. Ideally, don't rely on it. Try to say the Shemana Esse yourself, and that's best. But if you didn't, then you could be the Eved Biyotze on with the Shemana, with the Main Sheva of the Chazan. Okay. Correct. There is Cholkim, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, but the Ma'aseh will make it. Simon Reish Samach Tes Tina Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Yisai, was any of you brought up in shuls that make Kiddush? In shul on Friday night? Yeah? Oh, they make Kiddush, Springfield. Very good. United here makes Kiddush. Yeah, they make Kiddush. Imagine make Kiddush. Okay. It's a fascinating halacha. It's a fascinating halacha. Kiddush and Shul. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says about that. It's one of the very strong, solid discussion points about minhag. Anybody who's got minhagim discussions, that's one of the primary ma'amakomas. What's that? Which rules, you know? Henadas does it. Where? Adas he does? He does? Oh, very interesting. Let's see. Tina Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. Uvesif Echot. Noyagin LeKaddush Beis HaKnesses. The meaning is to make Kiddush in Shul. Shulchan Aruch says the meaning is to make Kiddush in Shul. That's a general meaning. Ve'ein LaMekaddush Litoy Meyayin HaKiddush. The one who makes Kiddush should not taste from the wine of Kiddush. Ein LaMekaddush Litoy. The one who makes Kiddush should not taste Meyayin from the wine HaKiddush of the Kiddush. Elo, only Mat'imoy LeKotten. He should give to taste, drink. The Kiddush wine should be drunk by a cotton, by a child. The Ein Kiddush Elo B'mokim Suda. Because Kiddush should only be, one should only drink Kiddush B'mokim Suda, in the place that actual Suda is going to take place. Nobody eats in Shul, therefore any Kiddush B'mokim Suda should give it to a child. So therefore you give it to a child. Well, you're right. We'll see in a minute. But I'm just... Yeah, but in so surely he should be drinking it. You're right. We'll see soon why you're right, Mishneh Berurah. But at this point, the answer is going to be, for the Shulchan Aruch, he says that generally, if I make a bracha, then I can give it. I can give somebody else to drink from it. It works. So if I make a bracha and somebody else consumes it and eats it, that's fine. And here, I don't. But you're right. It doesn't over here. You're addressing a correct point, and it doesn't really make sense. Because if there's a can I just rephrase your question? How does it make sense if we're saying en kiddush ela b'makom suda? If we're saying that you can only have kiddush in a place where you're going to eat, so why can you make kiddush in the first place and give it to a child? Because it's child also not allowed to. So how does it work? Is that your question? Yeah, good. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. Yeah. 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 You're good. We'll get to that in a second. Initially, how did it work initially? So initially, there was poor Yidden, guests, visitors, they had nowhere to stay, and you'd eat in shul. There was a little room on the side where poor people used to end up in nowhere to eat, to end up in shul, and you'd eat a little bit. There was a bit of food there. You'd eat that. So for those people, you make kiddush, because for them it really is b'makom suda. That's where they can end up eating. Meikor niskan that b'shvil oichem is initially. Meikor initially lo niskan that the corner was made out of four b'shvil oichem for the visitors. The achli it used to eat. The shasin used to drink. Pivat ekinishta. In the shuls, loitziam idei chavasam, to make their kiddush. Those oichim, they didn't have wine, so you'd make a kiddush for them, and they would eat next. They would eat in shul. Ve'achshav, and nowadays, afal gavdu le'ochli oichim ve'knisht. Although nowadays we don't have visitors who eat in shul, loy botla takana, the takana remains. This is just so difficult to understand. That the takana remains. Zehu atam, and this is the reason. Hamakoyim is of the places. Shenagu lekaddish v'sakneses. That's why the minig remains to make kiddush in shuls. Avol yoisatoy, but it's better yet. Lehanik, to make a minig. Shloy lekaddish, not to make kiddush, but the knesses, not in shul. Vechen minig eretz yisrael, and that is the minig in eretz yisrael. Rama says, v'nagu lamoit, and the minig is to stand. Peshosh mekaddish v'sakneses, the minig is to stand in shul during kiddush. Okay, now, conceptually, we need to just understand this a little bit, because we're learning that okay, I understand initially why this happened initially. I appreciate, okay, initially there was poor people, you make kiddush for them. Okay, I hear that. I have no objection to that. Any problems with that? But you know, if people make kiddush in shul, there's people eating that, I hear that. But the problem is that nowadays, if there's nobody in shul, so it's there's no other word for it than to call it, it's a bracha levatola. So what was Shulchan Aruch saying? No. You know what? It was a very nice minhag. There was a takana they made. They made a takana for the people that used to be. So since they made a takana, so we continue doing it now. But it doesn't work. If there's no... What do you want to say? Let me hear. Is that what you want to say? It doesn't make any sense. If there's no oichim, you're making kiddush. You're making kiddush. Shalom makom suda. You're making kiddush boach levatola. Why are you giving it to a child? Why are you helping by giving it to the child? This is undiluted boach levatola. Kiddush. Yeah, so you're saying that, well, just like Ben Sheva. Okay, so I hear what you're saying, but I think there's a slight distinction. I think that a bracha which here, besides the fact you're making a bracha, you're making a very specific bracha, which is Bepri HaGofen, on there in which there is a halacha that in Kiddush Ala B'Makom Suda, and that is a rule that you can't bunch that is in Kiddush Ala B'Makom Suda. How can they make the takana was never to be matir Shalom B'Makom Suda? There was never a takana that it's not Shalom B'Makom Suda. The takana was then that it's B'Makom. Then it was B'Makom Suda, but nowadays it's not B'Makom Suda. So. That. So we'll let me just see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll get back to your point. It says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph, Matim lekotn. Hine yesh oimrim. Some say she izolit in rak lekotn shelo yigia lechinuch. Which child to give it to? Rabbi said, those of you who have got experience in shuls that make kiddush, what age group? Which children drink it? Which age group children drink the wine? 8 on the chinuch. Under 10? Under chinuch, yeah? Under bar mitzvah. So that's clearly, higiele chinuch, chinuch age. So, chinuch age, I suppose, for kiddush is probably, Shabbos, we're talking about, at 7, 8 years old, maybe even before that. But certainly somebody's before bar mitzvah, 10, 11, 12, that's certainly higiele chinuch, no doubt. So, Mishnah Berurah says, no. You should give dafke kotten shelo higiele chinuch. Mishnah Berurah says, give it to a child which is lo higiele chinuch. And the reason for that is because you're not allowed to drink over here, my dear friend. You're not allowed to drink over here. This is a kiddush shaloi b'makom suda. You can't drink it. So you can't give it to a child which is a gia lechinuch. You give your machel b'yadayim and issa. Good. Yeah. Good. So he says, avenut etza. Give it to a child which is loy gia lechinuch. The Mishnah Berurah says, yesh oimrim shezolit lekotn shaloi gia lechinuch. Give it to a child which is loy gia lechinuch because a gia lechinuch can't drink it. And a bochel batala you can't have. So give it to a child, which is like yale chinuch. Give it to a 4-year-old child. If you manage to get him, you know, behave, give it to a 4-year-old child, give it to a 3-year-old child, without spilling, give it to him. But I'm going to have one, but I'm going to have disagrees. And it's a b'shem ha'poiskim, to mutalitin afu l'kotn shigile chinuch. No, you got the completely wrong end of the stick. If you give it to a child, which is like yale chinuch, you're not doing anything. It's pointless. Rather give it to a child, which is a yale chinuch. Precisely for the reason you are saying that. I'm saying, give it to a child, yale chinuch. The Hainu Kva Shiz, Kva Sheva, 6 or 7 years old. Kol Chad Lefum Chupay, everyone according to his understanding. The Adrab, Imitel Rak Lekotn Shaloik Yalachin, if you give it to a child, which doesn't reach Chinuch at all, which is under 6 years old, here, Brach, Birkasam Brach Lavatol, and the Brach is Nibir Vachatol. You can't make Kiddush, and then afterwards give it to a 3-year-old child. It's Brach Lavatol. You've wasted your Brach, you've wasted your time. You have to give it to a child, which is at least 6, 7, 8, 9 years old.
Say, but how can you give it to a child? Even a gilechinuch, how can you make him something which also? So the reason is as follows: why can you give it to a child of it? Why? The climax. What's pshat? How can you give it to a child? It's not. Kiddush Makom Suda. I'm not gonna have him. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that it's not because certain things. That's what he seems to be saying from the Rashba that you can give something because kiddush to drink something. You can't expect the children to wait so long for kiddush, and therefore for them they've got a loch. They've got a specific head that they're allowed to have kiddush. So for them, there is no issue of kiddush makom suda. They are allowed to have kiddush. You can't expect them to wait that long. They're thirsty, they're hungry, they're tired, it's Friday night, you don't have to have Kiddush. And therefore, for even for a child which is a gi'a lechinuch, you don't have to give the Kiddush. What happens, Rabbi Yisrael, have you ever been to a shul where there's no children? No. Pardon? What? Which word? I know it's to inui, to afflict, to pain. What happens if there's no children around? Does it happen to you? No children around in shul. Have you witnessed? What happens then? You drop the kiddush? Have you witnessed such a thing? No children? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the men cotton shigia lechinuch beis haknesses, if there's no children around in shul, which shigia lechinuch, oz hayishtek kasher revi'is, a person may drink revi'is, shechoshev mokam suda, that's what you mentioned, Rabbi Feingold, that it's going to be considered mokam suda, k'mo shikosev simin reish ayin gimel. Yes, if you drink revi'is, it's considered mokam suda. V'yoytze b'zeh, yoytze with that. V'yvoch hak b'och achon, after you should make nach b'ocha, you after to make the b'och achon, v'yachshu b'daitoy, and you should have in mind, lot says b'kiddush, there should be yoytze in this kiddush. Mikol mokum, nevertheless, yochol ach, kach lachzov, v'kaddush b'yoytze, yoytze b'nei b'yoytze, when you get home, you can still make kiddush afterwards. K'mo shikos of... Pardon? Yeah, you can after this be more to other people, yeah. Yeah, very good question. We'll get to that. That's generally a problem because you've always done Kiddush already to some extent in Shmoneh Esrei. That's a very valid, very, very good question. We'll get to that in Simon Reish and Aleph. But the answer is yes, it's not a problem. So that too, there was minhagim about that. There was minhagim about that. I saw today that some also even on Sukkot they made, and in some places not. Oh, but so what's the minute that you're aware of? They do say. Right, I know in some places they refrained. I know some places refrained of making Kiddush altogether. I don't know what, I've seen the poskim, but I'm not talking from memory. In some places they refrained from doing, and some places they still made. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to just point out, the initial point that I made, that I find, yeah?
If it is okay, anyway, so why don't we do
Lechatchila? Why don't we do Lechatchila? It's not, no, ideally you should give it to a child which is Gia Lechinuch. But it's a fascinating concept. We're seeing over here that really, there is a problem of Kiddush Mokam Suda, to some extent. Yes, we're giving it to a child, but nevertheless, it's that's the minik, and Shulchan Aruch says, Yoyis HaTov Da'anik Shaloy LeKaddish, better not to do it. But Ramos seems to be saying that the minhag is to continue doing it. The pele is, I think that what's of particular importance is that although the reason why the takana was made initially doesn't apply at all. Okay, that's basically what you're saying from Azikin as well. But the reason why the takana was made in the first place doesn't apply. There's no oichim anymore. So why are we doing still the Kiddush? Why are we still doing it? It's no point. The answer is because that's the minhag. And that was a minute a few hundred years ago. We keep going strong. And I want to say more than that. It's that not every shul, but many shuls, they auction to Gewaltige on Simchas Torah. You auction the Yain Kiddush Lavdola. Yain Nelamoya. Nelamoya, which is the chos neir, the oil, the candle, the light in shul was a gewaltige chos to pay for that, and yain the kiddush avdol, and the wine for kiddush avdol was also a very good, great chos, and it's a great chos, and there's a skula as well to pay for the wine of kiddush. Although there's nobody gaining from it really, there's no oichem, but it's a very great chos to pay for yain kiddush avdol. Yeah. So you're saying that for those people, they're making it. It's an interesting thought. What are they yoytze kiddush shelo b'mokam suda? They're going to be yoytze kiddush. Yeah. Now I'm not sure how much it's adding to them, because assuming that they davened, they have done kiddush deraisa anyway. So I think the kiddush derabbanon will be yoytze that way. Yeah. So they're going to be yoytze kiddush. I hear that. It's an interesting thought. Very interesting. At least they'll be yoytze. So he's saying that although the reason of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply anymore, but another reason does. Yeah, so they've heard the Kiddush. They're definitely owed to some. Yeah? Okay, very, very, very interesting. We'll add a few points tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, on that. We learned tonight that B'Shabbos Ach Yom Tov, we say Bochma and Sheva. We learned that one was not allowed to talk. We spoke about this Chaloim that appeared. Chosid Echad appeared to the dream. Pono Merikois, he said that he's not doing well in Olam Abba because he spoke during Vaychulu. We spoke that a person who doesn't daven weekday, only davens weekday, davening Friday night, or didn't daven at all, if he hears Me'en Sholot, Me'en Sheva, from beginning to end, is Yoitze. We spoke about Kiddush Beis HaKnesset, that the minhag is to give it to a child to drink, because Ein Kiddush B'Lag M'Suda, and we heard that although the reason doesn't apply anymore, nevertheless, the minhag is to continue doing so. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.